John 12 is an electrifying chapter. We are going to hit a couple of different sections here in John 12, and we're also going to touch a little bit on John chapter 3. In John chapter 12, it is the final time Jesus ever publicly preaches before the cross. The air is thick with divine urgency. His soul trembles with anguish. His mission comes into full clarity, and his voice thunders one final call to believe in him. He is the light of God. But in this moment, John 12 cannot be fully appreciated without hearing its echo from an earlier gospel in John chapter 3, where Jesus explained to Nicodemus the necessity of the new birth, the meaning of his mission, and the saving purpose of his coming. The theme of this is the theme of light and darkness forms a major Johannine thread showing Christ as God's ultimate revelation. John MacArthur notes that John 12 is the closing bracket to the evangelistic appeal Jesus opened in John 3:16 through 21. Jesus is not merely a teacher of truth, he is the embodiment of God's light and love. So today we stand at the intersection of two great revelations. John 3, we have the theological explanation of the light. And in John 12, the final public invitation from the light. In both passages, one truth rises like the sun. To see Jesus is to see God, and to believe in Jesus is to step into the eternal light. The main theme, the idea here of all of these passages is that Jesus Christ is the light of God, eternal, saving, and sovereign. And he calls every person to believe in him while the light shines. For rejecting him leads to judgment, but believing in him brings eternal life. Our actions as Christians is to run to the light of Christ and walk in the light daily, trusting him, obeying him, and surrendering wholly to his name. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see your light. Let the Spirit illuminate Christ before us. Break hardness, heal unbelief, and draw hearts to the Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's start out in John chapter 12, verses 27 and 28. Here in these verses, we see the holy anguish. Jesus is not distant. He is not mechanical, but he feels the weight of the cross. The Greek word here is tarasso, which is troubled, which is deeper than trouble. It signifies a deep inner agitation. In Jesus' case, a soul shaking with the gravity of sin-bearing death. And why is Jesus troubled? Because he will bear the full weight of human sin. He will be drinking the divine cup of wrath, and he will descend into darkness of judgment. Yet emotion, Jesus' emotion, does not deter his obedience. He says, continuing on here, Father, glorify thy name. In this moment, Jesus chooses the Father's glory over his own comfort. Jesus will embrace the cross, not because it is easy, but because it is right. God here in the scripture answers audibly the third time in the New Testament, a rare moment. God says, I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again. This confirms the cross as the climactic revelation of God's glory. Not a defeat, but heaven's triumph. So as Christians, what are we to do? When our soul is troubled, we need to imitate Christ. Father, glorify your name through me. John chapter 12, verses 29 through 33, Jesus now interprets his own cross. The voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Jesus here needs no reassurance. We do. The Father is publicly authenticating the Son so the crowds cannot miss the meaning of the cross. The cross is, in verse 31, the world's turning point. Life will change after the cross. Sin has been fully exposed. And heaven's verdict, the cross is. The cross unmasked the world's rebellion and established Christ's rightful rule. Verse 31 says, now the prince of this world will be cast out. Christ's death is Satan's defeat. Satan loses his power to accuse because Christ will satisfy all of God's judgment. Verse 32, and if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lifted up here was crucifixion. Everybody knew what lifted up mean, or what it meant. The Jews, the Gentiles. Draw all men means a universal gospel invitation. Jesus had shared the gospel with the Jews, his own people, and they had soundly rejected him. But now the gospel will be available not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles alike. That's all of us. Christ crucified is the magnet of grace. Verse 33, John here makes it unmistakable. Jesus chose the cross. Our action as Christians, as we need to come to the crucified Christ. We need to let his victory over sin and Satan become yours through faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. John 12, 34 through 36. The crowd is now confused because they expected a political king. The Son of Man in verse 34 will be lifted up. Their theology was half right. The Messiah will reign forever, yes, but the Messiah reigns because he dies and rises. In verse 35, we see three vibrant truths. We see that the light is temporary. The opportunity to believe is infinite. Folks, there will be a day when people can no longer accept Jesus Christ. That door will be closed. I know that there are every one of us in here as a family member, a dear friend, potentially a neighbor that we love and care about very, very much. But that family member, that friend, that neighbor is desperately lost because they do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And there will be a time when they can no longer accept. So the question I have for you today is, have you put Jesus Christ in front of them? Have you put the light in front of them? is the light of Jesus Christ through your relationship with Him shining through you. Do they know you are a Christian? Or do they have to ask? The crowd, because he did not come as a political king, is confused. And he will die and rise again. Walking in the light is active. Faith steps into obedience. We don't get a pass because we're Christians. We actively need to be engaged. We've accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now are we being obedient? Are we being faithful to read the Word? Are we being faithful to pray? Are we being faithful to share? And finally, in verse 35, we see that darkness is deadly. You see that repeated rejection hardens the heart. In verse 36, believe in the light that ye may be the children of light. This is a transformation. You don't just receive the light, you become the light. To believe in Jesus is to receive His very nature as light bearers. Then we see Jesus hide Himself. This is a symbolic act of the light withdrawing. As believers, and if you are a non-believer, you need to believe in Christ today. We need to walk in His light before darkness blinds the soul. Verses 44 through 50. After this passage, there is one, His last public cry. Believing in Jesus is believing in the Father. To believe in Jesus is to believe in God Himself. There is no knowledge of God apart from Christ. Jesus is the light of the world, verses 45 and 46. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. This is the divine identity. Jesus is God. If you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. Folks, Jesus is not just a light. Jesus is the light. In verse 47, we see an echo from John chapter 3, verse 17. For God sent His Son not into the world to condemn the world, because He first is coming to rescue the world. His subsequent coming, though, will be judgment. Verse 48, Jesus' words are an eternal verdict. Grace rejected becomes judgment embraced. You see, by saying no, you are deciding that you are rejecting Jesus Christ. And you're going to have to accept all of that judgment that comes with that. There is no third direction. You are either going to embrace Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior and spend eternity in heaven, or you're going to reject Jesus Christ and spend an eternity in hell. That's the bottom line. In verses 49 and 50, we see the message of Christ, that it is divine, that it is authoritative, that it is life-giving. And as Christians, we need to submit joyfully to Christ's word, and we need to build our life on top of it. To fully understand Jesus' call here in John chapter 12, we must return to John 3, where Jesus explains his mission with crystal clarity. In John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, Jesus talks about the spiritual birth is the sovereign work of God, a heart made alive by the Spirit. Verses 14 through 15 of that same chapter, it says, as Moses lifted up the serpent, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Here Jesus connects his cross to the healing of the bronze serpent. The serpent is a picture of judgment. Looking at the serpent pictured faith, healing pictured salvation. Here in John 3:16, it all comes together. This is not sentimental love. This is a sacrificial and sending love. And in verses 19 through 21, we see the connection between John 12 and John 3. People love the darkness rather than light. Do you see what happens when evil things are exposed? Pick up a newspaper. See what happens when somebody has been doing something for a really, really long time that has been really, really bad, and then the light is cast upon it. They absolutely lose their mind. Jesus' light exposes our sin. So John 3, people love darkness rather than light. John 12 tells us, walk while you have the light. Because Jesus is the light. Rejecting Jesus is not intellectual, it is moral. The light exposes sin. Darkness loves hiding. John 12 is Jesus' final echo of John 3. Believe in the light and be saved, John 3:16. John 12, believe in the light before it's too late. So here's where we're at. We have two windows of light. John 12, 27 through 36 says, the light reveals his agony, his mission, and his glory. John 12, 44 through 50 says, the light issues his final invitation. Believe. Believe. Are you here today and do not believe in Jesus Christ? Then I'm asking you today to come to the light. Believe and come to the light and receive life. Believe, come to the light, receive life, and escape eternal judgment. Jesus Christ is God's light. Believe in Him while that light still shines. Run to Christ, the light, and walk in His Word daily. Now, it is this point in the service that we generally would have an altar call. But now we have a time here where we have a time of reflection during the Lord's Supper. And I want to encourage everybody and reassure everybody, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can come up here and talk to one of us during that time. I will be up here. Brother Dan will be running the table, but I will be up here. And if you want to talk about Jesus Christ, then we can go over here and I will talk to you about that. If you want to catch me or Brother Dan after the service, you are more than welcome to do that. We will stay. We have nothing else better to do than to share with you about Jesus Christ. Beloved, this light still shines. Jesus is calling. His mercy is near. His cross is sufficient. His grave is empty. His arms are open. You have heard the voice His voice in Scripture today. Believe in the light. Walk while ye have the light. My word shall judge on the last day. So today you stand between the light and the darkness. You stand between mercy and judgment. You stand between life and condemnation. If the Spirit draws you and you hear the Spirit calling, come. If you've wandered away from Christ, then take this time to return. If you've never believed, believe now. Come to the light, come to the cross, and come to the Savior. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.